KXB, KE4YY. And I can't get to the radio. Just happened to remember Ray Allison's call sign. It was K4SUG. K4SUG. Sam, I don't know. K-S-U-G. Sam something golf. Sam under golf. Anyway, thought that might give you some relief. You seem to be bugged pretty severely by not remembering his name, his call sign there. KE4YOM, clear.
2SWJ, monitoring.
SWJ, KE4YOM, Chris, over here in Easley.
2SWJ to KE4YMM, Chris. Hey, this is Scott. I'm up at Table Rock right now. Have you gotten out yet?
I haven't gotten out. Roads are clear over here on the Jacobsville side of Easley. It's Kilo Echo 4 Yankee Oscar Mike, KE4YOM. You up on top of the rock at Caesar's Head, or are you down in the around the park somewhere, around Highway 11?
It's over from the park.
Over one what over from the park?
One ridge over from the park, kind of below Pinnacle Mountain, really.
Yeah, I've hiked the Pinnacle Foothills Trail many times. I do a lot of hiking over there. About once a week or so over there in the park, so I know those trails just about like the back of my hand. Yeah, Pinnacle is up there just, I guess, to the west of Table Rock, not far. You must be down toward Kiwi from Table Rock down Highway 11. Is that right?
Between that golf course at 176 and the Table Rock State Park, right in that little nook area there.
Yeah, I know about where you are. If you're going toward the intersection of Highway 11, 178, they're going toward Kiwi. That's the golf course on the right, isn't it?
Right. That is correct.
For some reason or other, well, you may have heard, I don't know, I've not been active very much lately. Got my ticket in 95 quite a few years ago, but got to listening this morning, I guess because of the weather. I got my old HT out here and put the hot stick on it and listened a little bit and got to talking. Might get a little more active after this. Got the old bug kind of kind of like a little sleeping bug, not a giant, but a little bug kind of awakened.
Yeah, that's what happened after Helene, too. People got excited, got on the radio, lots of people got tickets and everything, too. So, you know, good disaster brings out lots of new hams, so.
Thing, Bill Frady's got a talk program on 98.9 FM out of Greenville, and he got his ticket, I think, because of that. I'm not sure, but within the last year or so, he occasionally talks about his ham experience.
About 6 months. I got mine just because I'm a nerd and I've always wanted to get it, and I just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and finally did. And I've had a blast with it since I got it.
Mount Mitchell repeater?
And then I do.
I forget his name. He lives somewhere around the old port of Black Mountain. No, he lived in the Jetson area in Greenville. I remember that. He used to have a little, a net, you might call it informal net, from about 6 o'clock or 6:30 to about 7:30 during the so-called rush hour up there, which wasn't very rush.
Rush hour, huh?
At Old Fort Marion, well, maybe a little bit in Nashville, but there were people all over several counties and maybe another state or two that'd come in and talk for about an hour there. And one guy in Old Fort that had a key on, and he'd always clear out about certain times that he had to go fire up his fire monster. But, yeah, that's the old times.
Mitchell repeater, it has some real reach, man. I know I can reach, I know I can talk on that thing forever as I drive away. forever as I drive away.
Occasionally reach in the seven states, four or five, pretty reliably. You can get atmospheric dusting, and sometimes you could get up into Ohio and places like that.
Impressive. That is really impressive.
6,600 and some feet up there on Pisgah Peak, which is a mile from Mount Mitchell, right off the Blue Ridge Parkway. There's a guy in Gallonsville who used to maintain the thing. I can't remember his name, but he's probably passed on by now. But anyway, he used to maintain a repeater. Had one on Pisgah, Mount Pisgah also.
Well, I helped maintain this one up on Caesar's Head. And I'm pretty impressed with the setup we got up there. I'd love to see some of the other setups around the area, too.
Well, Paris Mountain, I've talked on it a few times, but it's still there. I don't know. They're around. Anyway, I got to get back to what I was doing there. Scott, it's good to meet you there. You take care. Have a good day. And this is KE4YOM within 2SWG. I'll be clear after you. SWJ, excuse me. I'll be clear after you.
Roger that. Have a great day, man, and stay safe. In 2SWJ to KE4YOM. I'm clear.
WJ N4ZLK.
N4ZLK into SWJ.
Heard you asking about the roads. Have you been out at all yet?
Been, but my wife made it from Greer up here to Table Rock last night. She said the roads last night were still a little slushy in places, but for the most part, the major roads were pretty clear.
I was just going to give you a report also if you needed one, but it sounds like you already know. We went out to Marietta last night from over here. I live right off 11 behind Aunt Sue's, and it wasn't too bad. We had to watch out for some tree branches and some places we had to go around some trees, but we made it. And my son just went down 11, headed up to North Carolina this morning, up 25. He said the roads are pretty good.
Came from 25 down 11, said there was one place where there was a tree in the road. She had to go around it, and that was really her only major problem she had coming out here. Yeah, you're right across the park from where I am, behind Aunt Sue's.
You got your power back yet? Or your parents at your parents' house there? Has the power come back on yet?
Generator here.
About 3:34 o'clock, and about an hour before that, WW4JET, he lives across from the park as well on one of those roads that I think it's a dead-end neighborhood in there, but they got their power back on, too, about an hour before we did.
Maybe it's coming then. Maybe we'll get it back today then.
I'm in the area working, so I probably won't be too much longer. Good that you got the generator, though. Those always help.
I thought ahead on that and made the investment, and it has come in handy quite a few times out here, especially during Helene and all that. They were quite happy about that. All the neighbors from the little, we're on one of those little dead-end streets off of 11, too, and all the neighbors come up to the house and charge their phones and everything once or twice a day, and it's nice to have all that company and everything, little community thing.
I haven't invested in the whole home generator yet, but I'm really looking at it because I'm not getting any younger. My wife's, you know, sometimes she's home by herself, and out here we lose power on a pretty, you know, anytime there's a thunderstorm in the summer, a good storm, you know, rain for a couple days, and in the winter too, we lose it at least two or three times a year, or two or three times a season. And I've got a little 5,500 watt portable generator that I can run everything I need, including the heat and the lights, heat, water heater, garage door, all that. So we're comfortable, but it's kind of a pain dragging it out of the garage and plugging it in. Better than running power cords to all the little individual things though. So, but anyway, a couple of neighbors both invested in the whole home generator this last year after Helene, and one of them just got his working. They just got it up and installed this right before the storm hit, so I know they were grateful.
Good timing.
Yeah, Blue Ridge Electric put it in for him, and he called me the night the power went out, and he said, my heat pump's not coming on. Do you have an idea? And I said, I don't. So he called Blue Ridge, and they were out within 30 minutes, and whoever installed it put an extra safety breaker on the heat pump itself, and they forgot to set it. It was still turned off. So he just pushed a button, and the heat pump came right on. But they were out. Even though they were out working on other people's power lines, they came out and fixed the issue that for his generator.
Bridge put in my parents' generator, too, and they told them that the Blue Ridge will priority call out their generator customers, even in the midst of like major outages like this. Their generator customers, they will send priority trucks to them when the generator customers have problems first.
Service. I can't beat that. That must be why. They did tell them when they called. They said Blue Ridge told them they've got, you know, the crews out fixing the lines, but they also have crews out for generator repairs, and they'll get to them as quick as they can. Said it wasn't 30 minutes, and they showed up. So I may have to look into that. All right, Scott, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hello and give you a report if you needed it, but it sounds like you already know. So you be careful. Have a good day, and I will talk to you later. N to SWJ and 4ZLK.
To SWJ, clear and monitoring. In 4ZLK, clear.
2HXS.
4ZLK.
Morning, Shane. How you doing up there? So, you still okay? You got power?
Commercial, it came on about 3:30 yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't have power. Okay, I thought, I know Patrick didn't have power. Any word from him this morning?
He went to work. I talked to him on the phone briefly. I'm pretty sure his power came back on yesterday. I could be wrong, but I think that's what happened.
Okay, I didn't realize the roads were passable up there now. Okay, cool. Yeah, I still can't get out my driveway. It's frozen solid. It's supposed to be get up in the 40s or something like that today, so I should be able to get to my driveway later.
Your driveway's on the shady side. You said I had the wife out there shoveling it yesterday.
I know he's there. What'd you say? Are you trying to get me killed?
Yeah, a good melt off yesterday, and really helped. I live on a private road. There's three of us down here, and it's gravel, and it goes uphill, and it's on the north. It faces the north, so it doesn't get much sun. I call it the driveway, but it actually did pretty well with the rocks sticking through the ice. We were able to get in and out pretty well.
It's stone also, but it's at the very top where it meets the road. Is where I'm going to have a little bit of a problem unless I, you know, get up a little bit of speed and kind of coast up there. But, you know, when I come back down into the driveway, I'm a little nervous about sliding around to the back of the house. That's the thing I'm a little nervous about, but by this afternoon, we should be thawed out to the point where I should be able to drive up and down the driveway a little bit and just kind of break it up.
The Greenville and Greer got more than we got up here. I mean, it was covered. Everything was covered, but it melted off pretty good. But anyway, it's a good thing you didn't grow up north, you know, because they know how to drive up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, and we know when not to drive. And this is a case of, no, I'm not going anywhere today. I do have a couple of customers I have to go see as soon as I can get out of my driveway and things thaw out a little bit, probably today or tomorrow. And other than that, I mean, we're homebound. We have everything we need. We got plenty of wood for the stove, and we're good.
Make sure you know when to drive and when not to. And take it easy, and glad you can hang out at the house and be okay. I know a lot of people that they stop on the way home from work to get their night's meal, stuff for their meal, because they don't have much in the refrigerator. That's not the best way to live.
Yeah, my wife, she's very good about filling up the pantry and you know, getting last in this stuff. We went out, I think it was Friday morning, and had a bunch of trash in my trailer, had to get rid of. So on the way back, we hit Ingalls, and it was early enough in the morning where the store wasn't super packed, and we got last-minute, you know, cream for the coffee and, you know, just some last-minute stuff. So we're golden. We're fine here. I got no problem here.
That's good to hear. That's what we need. All right, Dave, I'm going to let you go. I've got my granddaughter here, and told her I'd get back with her, pay attention to her. So you have a good day. Thanks for the call, and 4ZLK.
The grandchildren. All right, I'll talk to you later. KB2HX 73.